scratches.
Swollen, or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots, with you for life.
Remind me to bring photo ID.
Reminder set.
Babe, can you make sure I don't forget my photo ID when I vote?
All right, love.
You'll need photo ID to vote on the 1st of May. Don't have ID? Apply for free voter ID now. Find out more at electoralcommission.org.uk/voter ID.
You could be one of the millions of UK drivers who may be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, you may have been unfairly charged hidden commission payments. My Claim Group can help you check, even if you can't remember your car or lender details. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
Radio X. News update next.
I'm here with Charlie Bigham, and there is a lovely hint of spice in the air.
It's my chicken tikka masala. I start by browning the onions with garlic and ginger, then add hand-selected spices and tender yogurt-marinated chicken.
Smells amazing. I'm getting cumin, coriander, turmeric.
Yes, and a little fenugreek. Then I finish the rich masala sauce with mango chutney and nigella seeds. Cheers.
We should do curry night every week.
Only if you learn to cook.
Charlie Bigham's.
Handmade in my kitchen. Cooked in yours.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Good morning, if you just switched on. Hi, where have you been? We've been here since 6:30, but still to come this morning, the Dom Show. In about half an hour, Dominic Byrne is going to do his own show. It's a chat show, and he's going to be interviewing somebody. We'll all find out together. In fact, that's not actually true. We'll find out who he's interviewing before Dom will find out who he's interviewing.
Absolutely
that's
right.
That's how that works. And he won't know until they walk through the door. And even then, he might not know.
Yep.
But he might. Who knows?
That's the worry.
Plus, if you're a Formula One fan of the British Grand Prix, I've got some news if you're going to Silverstone this year. And we'll do that later on as well. First of all, Dominic's got your new sport and weather. It's 2 minutes past eight.
From Global's newsroom, Donald Trump has doubled down in his war of words with President Zelensky, calling him a dictator without elections. Sir Keir Starmer spoke to the Ukrainian leader last night, expressing his support. Washington and Kyiv are at odds over US-Russia peace talks. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says all parties should be focused on stopping the war.
I don't consider Zelensky a dictator, but we do need elections, but that's got to happen after a ceasefire. I'm a practical guy. You know, Putin is truly a dictator. What you have to do here is find a conclusion to the war that will not lead to a third invasion.
In other news this morning, physician associates who support the work of doctors say they're being bullied out of the NHS. New figures seen exclusively by Radio X suggest 1 in 10 in England are getting lawyers to go to court over how they're being treated. Questions have also been raised over their role. Sarah is a PA and has told us she's faced serious abuse.
It's not a debate. It gets personal. It gets scary. You got people online saying that you're disgusting because of the job you've chosen or making personal comments about you.
NHS England say the bullying of any staff member is unacceptable. We're seeing big problems on the trains this morning after a number of signalling cables were stolen. It's impacting Greater Anglia services out of Liverpool Street and Stratford in London, and there are no Stansted Express trains running. Engineers are currently working to get things back up and running. And trials are taking place to see if comedy on prescription can help improve people's mental health. A scheme in England put together by Crack Health is looking at whether it can be an alternative to antidepressants. Crack is spelt in the Irish way.
Did you just make all that up?
No, it's true.
So say again.
Trials are taking place to see if rather than just prescribing people antidepressants, they try comedy instead.
Okay.
And the scheme is being put together by people called Crack Health, as in having the crack, as opposed to Crack Health. C-R-A-I-C. and is looking at whether it can be an alternative, whether it can cheer people up.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
Sport.
Pep Guardiola admits they lost to the better side as they were dumped out of the Champions League by holders Real Madrid. Finished 6-3 on aggregate. It was 3-1 on the night in the Spanish capital. Erling Haaland didn't even make it off the bench. The City boss revealed the Norway international was struggling with a knee injury.
Apparently, with the images we have done, it's fine, but it was discomfort walking and when, for example, with the stairs. And we spoke yesterday, this morning, I said, I'm not ready, I don't feel good.
Liverpool are 8 points clear at the top of the Premier League now after a 2-2 draw last night against Aston Villa. Trent Alexander-Arnold's second-half equaliser ensured Arne Slot's side took a point back to Anfield. And the Women's Tennis Association insists player safety is its top priority. It follows an incident involving Britain's Emma Raducanu. A man was removed from her second-round match at the Dubai Championships, having displayed fixated behaviour towards the former US Open champion. Raducanu has called it a difficult experience, but has thanked fans for their support.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
What?
Sorry, I didn't hear what you said. I was just texting Rob DJ.
About?
He's gone to Dubai. He went to the tennis yesterday. No, he didn't, obviously. Oh, my God, that's a weird thing.
Yeah.
And the phrasing's weird.
Yeah, fixated behaviour. So, yeah, she broke down in tears on court.
Oh, bless. Oh, my God.
But, yes. So, she's thanked the fans for their support, though, and authorities are dealing with it.
I like her. She's a great player.
She's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Well, with you, Emma.
Weather.
With eBay. Enter your edge to find the right parts at the right price.
As in, we support you. I'm not with you.
Exactly.
I don't want to scare her anymore.
No, exactly.
I'm with you, Emma. Where are you? Are you in the room?
Just like watching her play tennis.
Although, let's be honest, I made that joke. She's no idea who we are, let's be honest.
Do you not think...
Is she, 17?
She's, what is she now? 21 she is now.
I don't think she is, Dom.
I think she's, is she 21? A cloudy day, blustery showers pushing eastwards across the UK. That rain will be interspersed with some brighter spells and very mild. 15 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
The Chris Miles Show.
Yeah, Emma has no idea who we are. She hasn't got a clue.
You might be right.
Yeah, of course. Emma, Chris Miles and Dominic Byrne send their support and say, hope you're okay. Who?
What now? Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Chris Miles, Dominic Byrne? Chris Miles, Dominic... I don't even know what you're saying.
Mm.
What is that, meant to make me feel better? Well, they were talking about you on the radio.
I used to do
that. They were on the radio. Whose show were they on? No, they're on their own show.
I used to do the odd box, Emma Raducanu.
Your odd box.
Actually, she would have been about 8, probably.
She's had enough with odd boxes.
Yeah, exactly.
She just needs to see yours. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean.
You know, I'm with you.
Anyway, oh my Lord, and that's all I can talk about in the news, because the rest of the news is just bonkers.
Yeah.
It's 8 minutes past 8. So... Please make sure you are listening after 8:30. And if you've got Global Player on your phone, you can watch us live.
Lovely.
What we're going to do is we're going to do the Dom Show just after 8:30. Downstairs in another part of the building is a studio that is used for massive podcasts like Full Disclosure with James O'Brien.
Right.
And the news agents.
Yep.
They're all filmed in these studios.
Mm.
And one of the studios we have turned into the Dom Show studio. The colours for the studio are very unique.
It looks beautiful.
Yeah. The colours are...
brown and pink.
Yeah, that's it.
And a little bit of yellow.
That's it.
Nice.
Just on the side.
Mm-mm. Apparently the news agents turned that design down.
Did they? That's strange, isn't it?
On account that it looked like...
Yes, it did, and it does.
So Dominic is going to sit with us for the next 20 minutes or so, and then he's going to head down to the studio.
Mm.
Now, when he leaves the studio to head down, I'm going to tell you who today's guest is.
Ah, okay.
So you will know, and we will know.
Yeah.
But Dom won't know.
I won't.
Then we will go live to the Dom Show, once we go live to the Dom show, it's down to Dom. He's in control. Now, I can help him, and I can always put the microphone on and go,
ask them if they ask them about their love of cheese.
Yes, which may be a help or a hindrance.
Ask them what it was like. What's it like being in the band Blur?
You know, that kind of thing. Yeah. And then Dom might go, oh, God, they're in the band Blur. And, yeah, help him out a little bit. But, yeah, you take as long as you need to do this great interview.
I think, in a way, we'll all go on a journey of sorts.
Yeah.
I just hope we reach a destination and we're not just constantly travelling.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
I think that destination would be tragedy. But we're going to stream it live, so you'll be able to see the whole thing on your phone, on your computer, on your TV, if you've got Global Player on a smart TV.
Is that a deal breaker? We have to do that live?
Oh,
you have to stream the whole thing live.
I think people need to see it. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Dominic can't prepare for it.
No.
Because he doesn't know who the guest is. So he can't write any questions.
No.
No.
But you do have the clipboard.
And he's not allowed to do that. Sue, you are, can I just say, he's not allowed to pad out the time with all that.
I do love the fact Pippa's given me a clipboard. I have nothing on the clipboard other than the back of the clipboard.
But it's got a logo on it.
It's got a nice logo on it.
Right. So, Dom, you'll be able to hear Chris.
Hello.
Yes.
And your guest will only be able to hear you.
That's right.
I'm going to be in your ear.
You are going to be in my ear.
So, it's going to be great.
Good.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, Captain.
I am thrilled.
Yeah. And Dominic?
I hear that you're all excited.
That's right. Lovely. Right. It's now 11 minutes past 8. We'll do it just after 8:30 this morning.
Radio X.
Don't miss it.
Coming up. More feel-good fun and games on this fine Friday Eve.
Yeah.
The team are all out for some noonies today.
Yeah.
All in preparation for tomorrow's The Chris Moyles Morning After Show. Plus, we are all excited about the new feature starting soon, The Dom Show. Stick around. You'd feel pretty silly to miss this one. I don't know about you, Chris, but I'm in the mood for a banger of a tune.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Verve. Old is that song now? There are still loads of elements to that song that I don't know the words to.
Yeah. What is that album? Is that 97?
Oh my God.
Something like that, is it?
Oh my God. Oh my God. No, it can't.
It's about then, isn't it?
No, no, it can't be.
Urban Hymns.
That's
from my 30s. 97.
That's from my 30s.
Yes.
When were you born, Captain?
Only 6 years before that.
Oh.
Good Lord, 91.
Yeah, there's loads of songs that I don't know the words to.
Mm.
Like, and I'm tempted to look them up now, but equally I'm like, I kind of like the fact that I don't know. But I hear...
Yeah.
I kneel
in my mould, I thought it was for years. And I kneel in my mould.
You kneel in a mould.
Yeah,
I just go, I don't look, Captain.
I won't tell you.
Don't look. What, do you know what the words are?
Oh, God, no.
So what do you sing when you're listening to it?
And I hear... yes, I can change. And we're and something.
And now, have you just looked?
And more.
No, I haven't.
Okay, good. What do you sing?
And I feel in my mole.
Is that brilliant? Four of us here. We've been listening to that song when I was 30 years. We play it, let's be honest, every couple of days.
So you feel
none of us know the words.
I kneel in my mold and you feel a mole.
And I hear
me mo. Do we want to look?
I don't know, actually.
Do you know Van Halen's Jump?
Yes.
Can you see me standing here? I got my back against the record machine. I thought he meant it's a jukebox.
Right, against a record machine. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's so many songs I sing the wrong words, but and then sometimes I search them up and I go, oh, wow. But other times, honestly, it's more fun to go, do you know what? I don't want to know.
Yeah, never know.
Because I hear me, and it doesn't, I still enjoy the song. You know, sorry, Richard, if you're listening. That
yeah.
A lot of the lyrics I don't hear, but it's, you know, it's dictation, isn't it?
It doesn't affect the enjoyment of the song.
It doesn't, it adds to it, actually, because we're, you know, making it our own.
People are now texting and going, yeah, yeah, I sing this, I sing that.
Yeah, I don't, I generally don't.
We are setting up the studio, Dom, for the Dom Show.
Yes.
Oh, my God, it's going to be amazing. You get to interview somebody live on the radio and in vision streamed live to the world on Global Player. How are you feeling?
I mean, sure.
Great. It's happening in just over 10 minutes. Keep listening. It's gonna be awesome.
This could be the very minute. I'm aware I'm alive. All these places feel like home. With a name I'd never chosen. See you.
Be time for you to go and get ready.
Okay, I'm going to make up, what I imagine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want us to put it back a few hours?
Yeah, I think we'll do about 10.
Make you look, good.
Yeah.
All right, so, The Dom Show. In a stadium.
The Dom Show.
So, this is going to be live. Yep. Episode one of hopefully a long-running series.
I hope so. I hope so.
So you are going to go to your Dom Show studio set, which is real, by the way. It's genuinely real. Looks very good. Looks better than some things on television.
It looks great.
You will get yourself ready. There'll be a countdown.
Yeah.
The show will begin. You'll be on.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, do you want to walk in or do you want to be sat there?
I think...
Do you want the lights to come up and you go... Good morning, everybody. Welcome.
That's exactly the look.
Can we do the lights bit?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on feeling.
I think that's it. It's a bit like Barry Norman doing film 82 review, isn't it? It's that kind of thing.
That was before my time. I was film 85.
That's it.
And when the music starts and the lights come up, you're on your own.
That's right.
I will stay quiet.
Exactly.
It's just you live to the world. On audio and visual, because we'll stream it live on Global Player.
Yes.
You can chat as long as you want. I don't know if you've worked on a massive, wacky monologue.
I might chat for 10 minutes. Is that okay?
Yeah.
And then have 10... No.
Do whatever you want.
I think a little 30-second hello.
Okay.
And then we'll introduce the guest... Guests.
Okay.
Are we going to tell a joke to start?
This is a serious chat show. You wouldn't have Parky doing one-liners, would you?
Well, sometimes, they do a little...
Too soon?
Yeah.
Something.
Now, will you do... Will you just let me know, though, the cue, because I'm directing. So it'll be, please welcome my first guest
my first
or today's guest. Whichever one you want.
Okay, fine.
You can say, please welcome my first guest.
Okay.
Get your feet off the table. Thank you. Sorry about that. James is just practicing there. You're live. Are you in there?
I am.
There you go.
I just want to do a little test Dom's studio.
Okay.
Why has he got his feet on my table?
I don't know.
Sorry, that was bad manners.
When you walk into that area, are you the one on the right, the one in front, or the one in the front to the right?
I'm the one on the right.
Oh, that's when I did mine.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It sounds a bit distant, is that?
Yeah, because that mic's not on.
Is this one better?
Here we go, you ready?
There we go.
There we go.
How's this sound?
How's it sound?
It sounds good, James.
Unbelievable.
Sounds great.
This one better.
He almost ran Sellafield, that idiot.
I know.
How's this sound?
How's this sound?
Back it up. Back up there. Don't get too near. Back off. They're designed that you don't need to be that close.
Yeah.
Don't understand about microphones. Back off. Sit back.
Further.
Sit
back. I can't. I've got a stretch of the... I wasn't expecting to be in this...
Oh, okay, he's boring me out.
He has his own podcast.
All right, off we go. Who?
James
is not incredible, isn't it?
It's not. It's a sort of
Chelsea.
He doesn't
know what he's doing, does he?
He uncuffs once a fortnight. They record about 8 episodes.
Yeah.
Now.
So shall I go to the dressing room?
Yeah, go and get ready.
Go into the green room and get myself sorted.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, listen, guys. It's already been lovely, hasn't it?
Yeah.
So let's see what happens.
Don't look at your phone or anything like that between now and going live.
I won't.
Okay.
I won't do that.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Godspeed, Dom.
Thank you.
Oh,
what speed is Godspeed? Morning, Eddie.
Really quick.
We'll find out.
There he goes.
Don't forget your clipboard.
Wow. Look at him rushing out.
Got my clipboard.
Yeah, get out.
He's in a hurry.
Bye.
Hey, Dom.
Yeah?
Break your leg.
Thanks.
Be careful.
It's not theirs. Bye.
Larry, and it goes. Oh no, that's the podcast. I put the wrong study drink of him.
I'm not sure if Dom knows where he's going.
No, he doesn't have a clue where he's going.
The Dom Show.
Now, for our viewers at home, should we tell you who his guest is?
Yes.
Dom has no idea who the guest is, but I will tell you now that today's guest for Dominic is Izzy Hammond. She is the daughter of Richard Hammond. She also does the podcast with Richard Hammond called Who We Are Now. She's been on the show and she sat next to Dom and talked about the podcast while sat next to him.
Yes.
Lovely. In fact, her dad was only on the show literally, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
To talk about the podcast and the fact that she wasn't with him promoting it because she was lazy in bed. So that's who the guest is. Now, genuinely, no idea. Dom surprises us sometimes. He might immediately recognise her.
He might do, yeah.
But I'm putting money on it that he won't.
I really don't think he will.
I don't know.
But here's the good thing about this guest is she's not really known for films, television, music, baking, politics. So he's at a crossroads and there's a good chance he'll just go down 3 or 4 wrong roads in a row. Now, I don't know if Izzy's going to help him out or just let him drown. I don't know.
Let him circle the drain.
Yeah. But it's going to be lovely. So basically, just to summarise, Dom's guest on the Dom Show today is somebody that he's met before and sat next to in our studio.
He would have also asked her a question or two as well.
Yeah. So the Dom Show is happening in about 5, 6, 7 minutes.
Don't you miss the breathlessness?
Don't you miss the Dom Show?
The wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams. Under street light spells, a truth no one can tell. But now it's still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart to the end. Get my head out of the ground. To win.
Ludicrous. You'd think we were running some military operation or some, like, big spy investigation. So, our building, imagine we're on the front of the building on the third floor, right? And the studio's where Dom needs to be. Let's just say they're on the ground floor at the back of the building. So he needs to get from here to the studio where he's going to do the Dom show. Meanwhile, we have a surprise guest that we need to hide in another part of the building. Now, Dom, we're not sure he knows how to get to the studio where he's going, and he could go one of a couple of ways. So we don't know where to hide the guest. It's unbelievable. James is running around like he's organising an invasion. Right, we need people here. We need people there. Don't let Dom move. James, Dominic's going to reception. Keep him away. He might see the guest. Here's the thing, though. He might walk right past the guest and go, good morning, and still not know. I was just saying, I hope in the, while he's walking around the building, he bumps into or sees somebody really, really famous who's in for another interview.
Do you know, Captain did say we should sort a couple of decoy guests.
Like, imagine he sees Craig David sitting in a waiting room, and he's like, oh, my God, Craig David, I've just seen him out of the corner of my eye. He's clearly going to be the guest. Please welcome my first guest. And somebody else walks in, and he goes, oh, God.
We can get reception to say, oh, are you here to collect Queen David next time? Yes. Paul McCartney.
Oh, Dom. Oh, we're just talking about you. Did you, are the you two guys in for you? The you two guys, yeah. are they in the building? Yeah, yeah, we had to sneak them into a room.
Yeah.
Did you now? Then Daddy from Babe Station walks in. Uh-oh. Anyway, who will be the guests? Only time will tell. We will go and join the Dom Show live. You can hear it, obviously, but we're also going to switch on the cameras and you can watch. Sorry, we're just seeing Dom on the screen.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Wow. All I'll say is, I'm not going to, I won't talk to you yet, Dom, but I know you can hear me. All I will say is, it's like, if this was black and white, it would be like BBC Two in the mid to late 70s.
Yeah. Just want to speak really posh voice.
Are you in there? Are you on?
I'm in.
There you go. All right, lovely. Okay, I'm going to take a break, play a song, maybe two, just depends on timings, and then...
Okay.
And then you're on, okay?
Roger, roger.
That's right. How did you know?
Yeah, it's Roger.
It's Daltrey and De Courcy.
Love that.
The Dom Show is going to be streamed live on Global Player and broadcast into your ears and eyes in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyles Show. Radio X.
The Chris Moyles Show.
With the Skoda Kamiq. Big features in a compact SUV.
Radio X.
We're cracking out the Cuthbert cake here at Aldi.
You can't match this.
To celebrate 4 years as Which Cheapest Supermarket.
You can't match this.
So if you want a slice of everyday amazing value, there's only one supermarket where every price is an Aldi price. Visit aldi.co.uk/awards for more.
You're curious, inquisitive. You've heard about People's Postcode Lottery and you want to join. Just sign up using your postcode and you'll be automatically entered into all draws. And with a share of £15.6 million to be won in our March draws, your postcode could be next. For the chance to win, sign up before midnight on the 28th of February. Is your door in the draw? People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus, conditions apply. Play responsibly, not available in Northern Ireland.
My money.
Let the ceremony of succulence commence. The KFC Kentucky Original Wrap for $2.49.
Visualize the wrap. Order the wrap. Eat the wrap. Get the deal. Believe in chicken.
KFC.
Until 16th of March, subject to availability. Participating restaurants only. Not available on delivery. See website for full T's and C's.
More choice with Starbucks Rewards? Now that's grounds for celebration. Collect 10 stars for every £1 spent. Earn just 130 stars for a signature Americano on us. Or 300 for a bite to eat from our selection of bakery favourites. Save up and you can even score merchandise. More choices, faster rewards. Want in? Download the Starbucks UK app today. Subject to availability, participating stores only, 18 plus. Full terms and conditions at starbucks.co.uk/rewards.
Calling all black cab drivers. Let's talk about those quieter times when your meter is taking a little nap. Why not consider Uber? We can give your meter a wake-up call. Join over 500 black cab drivers already on Uber. Black cabs on Uber are priced by your meter, and the service fee will be no more than 5% for the whole year. Plus, you'll receive £400 when you sign up and take 5 trips. Turn downtime into prime time. Go to uber.com/blackcabs to start earning today. 5% service fee ends end of 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a better time to buy a Citroën van. There's £750 saving on the whole Citroën van range during our Professional Days event from the 17th of February to 17th of March. Choose electric and you even get a free EV charger with residential installation. Whatever the size and shape of your business, Citroën has a van to suit your needs. Interested? Visit your local Citroën retailer or search Citroën Vans. Offer valid 17th Feb to 17th March 25. Saving on on-the-road price. Business user selected stock participating retailers only. EV charger electric models only. T's and C's and eligibility criteria apply.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Loyal Z.
On today's 4 till 7 thing.
Whoa!
There's a ghost in your house. We've got a nostalgic text in special. Plus, our quest goes on to find the world's greatest nickname and still no Lil Sion, so Harry paints the town red. The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thing.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
Go on, reward yourself. Get £100 worth of club card points when you book a holiday with EasyJet Holidays using club card vouchers. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Exchange your club card vouchers and book by 13th of April. T's and C's apply.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Skoda. Grab life by the car keys.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X.
and his muse and hysteria on Radio X. Well, there is an air of excitement in the studio right now. In the Chris Moyle Show studios, myself and Captain Crackbeard.
Hello.
Pippa is also here, and she is getting ready, as we all are, for the very first episode here on Radio X, starring our very own Dominic Byrne. It's a chat show, talk show. He will interview a guest or guests. The only thing is, he has no idea who's about to walk through the door. Now, I can talk to Dominic through this microphone because he has an earpiece. In fact, just give me a wave, Dom. There you go. He's giving me a wave there now. So that's good. So we are, of course, ready to go. I believe your camera is the middle one, I think. That's the one that we can see. No, there's another one. No, there's another one. There you go, Tiger. That's where I can see. Oh, he looks so sensible.
Doesn't he?
You can watch this on Global Player right now. It is a beautiful thing. You're going to enjoy every second of it. Fingers crossed. I don't think Dom will, but let's find out, shall we? So if we're all good to go and without any further ado,
should we give him a countdown?
Yeah, we're live in 10 seconds, Dom. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5 seconds to air. 4, 3, 2, 1.
The Dom Show.
Hello, and welcome to The Dom Show. This is the first of possibly one, or it could be an ongoing series. The idea of this show is to probe deeply into the guests. I obviously know most things about most people, and this is an opportunity for me to glean information and for you, hopefully, to enjoy yourselves as well. As I say, it is what it is. It is the Dom Show. Anything goes, and hopefully we're going to have a riveting, exciting next 10, 15, 25, 10, hopefully, minutes ahead. But let's see what happens. Without further ado, I think we should meet our first guest.
Hello.
Hello, Dom. How are you?
The Dom Show.
Dom, you look a little bit nervous, I'm not going
to
lie.
Hello there, guest. lovely to see you. What's your name?
My name's Izzy.
Izzy.
Yes.
That's right. So this is Izzy, of course. And Izzy, well, what a journey you've had.
It has been a journey, yeah.
Hasn't it really? And it all started, of course. You went to school.
I did, yeah.
And after that, I imagine you left school.
And I did do that too,
you
yeah.
You did that. So, obviously, from the world of film.
Okay.
Are you from you like film?
I enjoy watching a film, yeah, sure.
And that's what I meant, and me too. Mm. And I think in a way, Izzy, we're all in the world of film.
Aren't we?
Aren't we just? Yeah. So film aside, music is a passion.
Again, something I like to consume.
That's
sure.
right. And yeah. I like consuming film and music.
Yeah, and as do I.
As do you.
Yeah.
That's right. So in terms of where you, you know, pigeonhole yourself, and I don't want to pigeonhole you.
No.
I just want to find out, you know, more about you. Do you like gardening?
Again, I don't know if gardening's my thing.
No, doesn't have to be for everyone.
No.
Doesn't have to be for everyone. So when you're kind of kicking back, obviously busy.
Creating.
Very busy.
Busy,
yeah,
busy
sure.
work.
Creating.
Yes, that's right. When you're creating things.
Ooh, okay.
That's right. In your garden. No.
No.
We don't do it in a garden necessarily, Izzy.
No.
But the things that you do create, obviously, are,
content.
They're worldwide sensations.
Oh, yeah, massive. Yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And how did you start off your creating? Whose idea was that, Izzy, to create stuff across
content?
Content stuff across the world.
Oh, just, I think, something I've always wanted to do,
that's
you know, because
right.
I'm sort of part of a duo, as you well know.
Thank you. So, and where is your other person?
Well, exactly. Mm. Yeah, well, we've gone solo today.
Right.
Yeah, because he's actually gone solo before.
He hit you, well, of course
and,
he has.
And with you, actually.
Yes.
Yeah, as you remember, obviously.
He's gone solo with me before.
Yes, the two of you have chatted.
That's right,
yeah.
We have. Because
yeah.
I like chatting with people.
Mm.
So you provide content?
Exactly.
For people to consume.
Yep.
I like consuming what you're throwing out there.
Thank you.
What sort of other people would you aim your content at for them to consume?
Very interesting question. Yeah, I would sort of say the middle-aged man.
Middle-aged man
is what we're going for.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've met you. So your partner, of course.
Yeah, he is a relation of mine.
That's right.
Yeah.
Brother.
Ooh, a little bit older than that.
Uncle.
And again.
Dad.
Yes.
Thank you. He's your dad.
Yes.
And is it this kind of thing...
You've met her dad.
I've met your dad.
You have.
Which I liked a lot.
You've also met her.
And we've met before.
You and I have met before.
We
yes,
have.
Dom.
And yeah. I've met your dad.
You have met the two of us.
Yeah. And we created content ourselves.
We did.
Didn't we?
With Mr. Moyles as well.
That's right. We created it with Chris as well, didn't we?
Yes.
That's right. And in terms of... if you could describe the content, you know, in a nutshell, I mean, I'll go first.
Sure.
Fun.
Really fun.
Yeah, I'd say fun. I'd say energetic.
Absolutely.
It's a great lesson.
I think in terms of the content that we make, sometimes not just fun, sometimes a little bit more hard-hitting,
let's say.
A little bit more serious, the topics.
Well, it's a great listen.
And thank you so much, because obviously you listen to all of it.
You have to.
You do, especially when you're talking to someone about it.
You can't dip in and out.
No.
That's what I find.
Mm.
You can dip in and out. It's not as good.
Absolutely.
You listen because it's a...
It's a... Thank you. And it's a podcast that you do.
It is, yeah. No, it is, yeah.
It's a podcast that has... Now, how many subscribers do you have to this podcast now? It's got to be...
A few, yeah.
A lot, isn't
Fair
it?
A few, yeah. It's been going a little while now.
A long time.
Yeah.
Long time.
Maybe not long, but there's been a few seasons.
Quite a few seasons of it. It's a new one.
I'd say we're season sort of three, I would go for. Yeah.
That's it. And I've met you before.
Yeah, you have.
To talk about the podcast.
Yeah. So in terms of the podcast, if you could describe it in, you know, a paragraph...
A whole paragraph,
or a word,
okay,
or a sentence. In fact, how would you describe it? Because obviously, it has been. It's a smash. It's a smash.
Obviously,
hit.
Yeah.
It's a smash hit.
I mean, you've heard of it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And how would you describe that?
I would describe it as light-hearted, but sometimes also a bit serious.
Yeah.
Because obviously, you know, the topics that we talk about.
Thank you.
Are quite hard-hitting at times.
Very hard-hitting, Izzy.
They get real.
And it gets very real.
About personal growth.
It does get real.
And it's personal growth.
Mental health.
Yeah.
Mental health.
But keeping it light.
But with a lighter sort of touch.
Yeah, bang on.
And golf.
Sure. Yeah.
Is what I like to play.
Okay.
for my mental health.
Good.
And now...
Your dad. Let's talk about him.
I think we've done this, but yeah.
I've met your dad, and your dad, can I just say, is very good at driving cars.
Ooh, you've done your research, haven't you?
Because, Izzy, Richard Hammond, to me, is not only the man off the television, he's a friend.
Yeah, sure.
He's a friend. And with you and your dad...
Sophie.
Izzy, who I've met before, I'm glad you actually cleared up what you do, thank you. It's mental health issues with a little fun twist, and that's important.
Who we are now.
Who and of course it's called Who We Are Now.
It is.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Available, I imagine, from where you get your podcasts from.
Absolutely, Global Player.
And Global Player.
Just like yourself.
Should say that first, actually. Global Player. It's a very much Global Player.
Every Tuesday.
Production. Every Tuesday?
Indeed.
Every Tuesday indeed
Monday.
On Global Player. And Mondays.
If you're on the Global Player situation,
well,
yeah, a little
day.
Bit early, yeah.
It's every day, isn't it? And thank you.
Thank you.
No. thank you very much for describing so clearly, actually, to people. Mm. Because mental health, it's not a funny thing in itself.
No.
But you make it accessible with you and your dad.
She likes baking cakes.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you like baking cakes.
Sure, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah, exactly.
Doesn't?
Does that help? With mental health issues and stuff.
Good for the brain.
Yeah. Squash.
Come on, you Spurs.
Do you do squash?
Personally, no.
No.
But
I used
it's
to play squash, which is good. In terms of football teams, you're a big Spurs fan.
Am I?
In a way.
Oh, sorry. No, the wrong notes.
You're not so much... Football really isn't your number one.
No, not me personally.
It's more...
Ooh.
Netball.
Ooh, not quite.
No, rugby.
No.
Just stock car racing?
Yeah, mainly cars.
Cars.
Formula One, should
we say.
What
car do you have?
Great question. Mm. I'm just getting a new car, actually.
Are you? Excellent.
Yeah, that's a whole new avenue of chat.
What are you going to get, Izzy?
I'm getting a BMW.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you? I used to have a Citroen Zara Picasso.
Wow.
Massive boot, cracking boot space.
There you go.
And do you pay for that car, or is that a gift from BMW?
No, that is something I will be paying for.
Wow, fantastic, really, because the podcast is...
Because the podcast is going so well,
is
of course.
It's so successful. I think if we could sum up our chat, Izzy, I would say engaging.
Absolutely.
Light-hearted, fun, but also educational.
Yeah.
And I think those are the three areas.
Much like the podcast,
exactly.
Really.
She's
a
Virgo.
And in terms of star signs, you're quite big into horoscopes. Not so much big into them, but you've got a horoscope.
Yeah, sure.
We all do.
I have a star sign, absolutely, as do you. Yeah.
Virgo.
Bang on.
Thank you. Well, I'm a Scorpio, so, you know.
Of course.
I would know that.
September 15th.
September?
Yeah.
15th?
Ooh, not quite.
No.
17th.
12th.
No,
14th. 17th, sorry.
No, 18th. In the middle.
18, 19, 10th.
It's
14th.
The 16th.
16th. It's the 16th.
But you were close.
16th.
Thank you very much. I said 16th. Thank you very much indeed. Izzy?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure.
It has.
And I can only wish you strength going forward.
Thank you so much.
From strength to strength.
Absolutely.
What is coming up in your next podcast that people can look out for, apart from you buying a car?
Yeah, we've got lots of exciting guests. Mm. Ben Collins, actually, former Stig.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes.
He will be on the podcast. Sam Ryder. Big name.
Yeah, huge
Very exciting.
Name.
Yes, so they'll be coming up soon.
Lovely. Well, Izzy, best of luck with the podcast.
Thank you.
And thank you very much indeed for watching there. That was episode one of The Dom Show with our guest, Izzy Hammond. I think we all learn something. We'll take something away with us. And don't forget, you scratch mine and I'll kick yours. I'm worked out what to say at the end here. Izzy, pleasure. Regards to your dad. From me, Dominic Byrne. See you next time on The Dom Show.
The Dom Show.
Steal some cash from your mother's purse and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery. Bribe the dead to leave us be. And summon the demons that we repress. Swallow a shot glass that get undressed.
Everybody. Idea just feels exactly like a great idea.
And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know, I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't.
that. It's the Wombats and Cats Say No, the Radio X record of the week, and it's a belter. Oh, my Lord. We have to say thank you to Izzy Hammond.
She was great.
What a star. Who we are now with Izzy and Richard Hammond, the podcast. It's recorded in this building, by the way. Yeah. It's a global original podcast. In fact, I think it may be even recorded in the studio where Dom just interviewed her. But he got there. He did get there.
Eventually.
As I said, Sophie, like that. And he went, Izzy, like that.
Yeah,
so I'm
he did.
Like, oh, he got it. He sussed it.
Towards the end.
She was great, wasn't she? Although, I'm not sure about the first question is, what's your name again? I'm like, oh, hold on. Oh, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that at all.
Yeah, because she wouldn't say that. If she's here's my next guest, she wouldn't get Michael Parkinson saying, what's your name?
What's your name?
You can't do that. Here's my first guest that needs no introduction. What's your name?
Yeah, that's cheating. Yeah.
Pretending to know you know someone. What's your name?
Right, next rule, don't ask name.
Oh, that is so lovely. That is brilliant. I'm really impressed with Izzy. Izzy did a great job. The Who We Are Now podcast with Izzy and her not-so-famous dad, Richard Hammond, is available right now with all the old episodes. There's some fascinating episodes of that show, by the way. So give it a listen on Global Player or wherever you get your podcast from. And Dominic will be back in the studio to read the news in just a few minutes.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Should we do it again another time?
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the Skoda Elroq. Get up and go in the all-electric SUV.
Radio X. Get ready for 1.21 gigawatts of entertainment with Back to the Future, the musical. Winner of every major Best Musical Award and from the creators of the original movie phenomenon. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, you're going to see some serious hit. Back to the Future, the musical at London's Adelphi Theatre. Book your tickets yesterday.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Hi, welcome to Boots. How can we help?
Is it normal that it stings when I
have been coughing for a
solid 8 hours sleep? And why can't I maintain my
ear infection and
a splitting headache?
Is my blood pressure swollen or is it just bruised?
Keep an eye on your health. Whatever your question, we've got you covered. Just walk in, get treated, walk out. That feels better. Boots. With you. For life.
If you've ever bought furniture from Fishpools, we'd like to say thank you for being part of the reason we're celebrating our 125th birthday. That's 125 years of stunning on-trend furniture and home accessories and 125 years of exceptional customer service. To celebrate, we're giving everyone up to 50% off in our winter sale, in-store and online. Fishpools, furniture experts since 1899.
At Matalan, the sale has landed. Shop up to 50% off across women's, men's and kids' styles, plus homeware too. And don't miss 3 for 2 across selected kids' fashion. You get the cheapest item free. Shop in-store, online at matalan.co.uk and via the app now. T's and C's apply, selected lines only.
Hey, love. Mackie sounds great. I really fancy 9
McNuggets, fries, Sprite, and an Oreo McFlurry, please. And barbecue sauce.
See you in 5, sweetie.
Order like Stormzy. The Stormzy meal, now at McDonald's.
Available until the 25th of March, served